8:14 on a Monday morning. Good morning. I'm Walt Lindela, and with me in the studio now, the Executive Director of the Greater Ishpeming-Nagani Area Chamber of Commerce, Bob Hendrickson. Good morning.
Good morning, Walt. Good to be back.
Good to have you back in the studios with us here, and let's start right off there at, with the Chamber. You guys are kind of opening things up, too.
Yeah, so this is our first day back open to the public. We're flipping the closed sign to open, and looking forward to that. We'll be running regular business hours, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. We're still short-staffed. We're going to be figuring that out in the next couple weeks. And so we may be in and out. The best way to do is give us a call prior to coming down to the office at 486-1111. But yeah, we'll be around.
And it seems to be kind of the case. Some businesses are doing the same thing in the West End. What's the latest update you can share with us with that?
Yes, there's a lot going on. A lot of the small retail shops are reopening. Wilderness Sports led the charge, kind of getting that curbside pickup going. West End Ski and Trail with their bike sales and stuff back in May when that first restriction kind of started letting up. Most recently, Main Street Antiques in Ishpeming, David A. opened his shop up last week, and he's doing a minimal kind of a soft opening for a while. And you'll start seeing, some of the Nagani businesses be meeting with the Mishigami DDA this afternoon and trying to figure out what's going to be happening out in Mishigami this summer, too.
This has been a very interesting time. I mean, you and I have talked on the phone, obviously, through it and everything. Yeah. But, now we're shifting into not only these businesses starting to open, more of the restrictions being lifted on this Wednesday here of this week. But it's tourism and travel season. And when you talk about Mishigami and you talk about the West End in particular, there's a lot of businesses there dependent on that. Are you, what are you hearing from them?
It's interesting. There's a little bit of angst having, travelers coming in. What is it going to bring with it? Are we going to have research? But at the same time, we need that tourism income. So you look on the highways right now and in some of the streets or the shopping centers and that or the grocery stores, I'm saying, that you start seeing out-of-state plates starting to come in. So we're starting to get some travelers through. And, I think a lot of it is just having these preparedness plans in place, that we're mitigating the spread of the virus if it does reintroduce to the communities and be able to get a handle on it quickly.
It is 8:19. It's Monday morning. I'm Walt Lindela, and with me in the studio is Bob Hendrickson, the executive director of the Greater Ishpeming-Nagani Area Chamber of Commerce. Bob, one of the programs that has been recently announced is looking to support businesses. You're partnering up with the Lake Superior Community Partnership. What is it? What's going on?
So we have a Love on Local program, and I think Mark touched on this not too long ago earlier in the morning, is that we really need to support these local businesses, the small mom and pop shops. The shops that have been shuttered for a while that are trying to reawaken. So the Love on Local program is actually a debit card system that can be used at any of these businesses that are participating. And people can buy them. It's basically a replacement for the Buy on Local or Be Local, Buy Local program.
Right.
So you can download the app, you record your purchase, and then you're eligible for a $50 certificate or a debit card at the end of the month.
And that allows you to use that in those various businesses.
It does, yeah.
And the call is out now for businesses to get involved, especially in the West End, right?
Yeah, so we're really trying to get some West End businesses involved with this. Right now, the LCP is the caretaker for it at this time. We're a supporting partner with it, and there's no fees for 2020. So it's a free program, free publicity.
We really want to get involved.
Yeah, give us a call. If you can't give us a call, give me an email at GINCCDirector and at gmail.com, and we'll get it from there.
And programs that are kind of maybe going on, maybe aren't, or things that have been moved a little bit, what's the latest with that?
Yeah, so events are a big subject at this point. There's a lot of disappointment, a lot of relief, so many things happening with 4th of July, Pioneer Days. The latest is the Italian Fest. A lot of these committees are so committed to the community that they don't want to risk the community. I mean,
it's
events.
A tough decision to make, but when you look at all of the factors, even though we're starting to kind of come out of the coronavirus thing, when you're looking at events even later in the summer, it's a question of will people come to them? Will the sponsors be able to pony up the money that it takes?
That's another part.
I fully understand it very well because of my involvement with Blues Fest and having to make that decision already this year.
Right.
But I know the groups are working as best as they can.
Yeah, and I think what we're going to see is smaller things happening. You know, there is a little bit of discussion of having some alternative things happen. It's a little premature to talk about a lot of that yet, but we'll see what happens. I mean, for gatherings, what we were allowed to bring up to 250 people at this time, maybe those are going to maybe relax a little bit more. So hopefully we can get some community events where it's more locals based.
Yeah.
One thing we had to postpone is our town-wide rummage sale.
Yes.
And that was supposed to be happening this weekend coming up. We postponed that to July 17th through the 19th. And so we still have that look forward to. That's always a fun thing. We organize that. We'll have a minimal charge to help organize this. It's about $10 per entry. And then we list those and people can go around and rummage sale through the weekend.
And nobody loves to do that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's like, yeah.
You are open up again today. So how do folks find you?
Yep. Easiest way to find us. We're in the parking lot at Jubilee Foods, US 41 in Ishpeming. We're open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. Our phone number is 486-1111. Or you get us an email at GINCCdirector@gmail.com.
And your website again is?
Is GINCC.org.
Bob Hendrickson back in the studio. It's good to have you with us, and good luck on getting back open, and we will talk with you in a couple weeks.
All right. Thanks, Walt.